Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Donald Trump Jr. Turns out the eldest son of the Trump crime family is not the hot-headed tactician that Santino was in The Godfather, but more of a Fredo impersonator. Apparently, he's the Trump most prone to making an offer you can't understand. Responses to recent revelations have been what you might call fluid. First, nobody had any contact with any Russian, ever, nobody. Then, okay, well, maybe Don Jr. might have had a meeting, but it was a nothing burger meeting. Okay, maybe a marinated flank steak meeting with a Russian lawyer, but it was all about adopting orphans and nobody else was there. Well, maybe Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner were there, but they had no idea what the meeting was about. Then they got bored and left early. And, oh yeah, it wasn't about orphans, but it had nothing to do with seeking damaging information about Hillary Clinton, which wouldn't be illegal even if it did happen, which it didn't. Okay, it did. And here's some grass-fed prime beef filet mignon emails that mention the meeting was going to be about seeking damaging information about Hillary Clinton, but nothing came of it. And we know that because Donald Jr., Paul Manafort, Jared Kushner, and the Russian lawyer all said nothing happened. And why wouldn't we believe the people who haven't told us the truth ever, not once, about anything? Donald Trump Sr. applauded son number one's transparency for releasing the emails that detailed the campaign's attempt to enlist foreign help to discredit Hillary, which is like complimenting the bear that mauled you for maintaining such sharp claws. Won't be long before the Don tweets out that the press should ignore Don Jr. because he's not his real son. And neither are Eric or Jared. As a matter of fact, his only true son is Ivanka. The rest are just fake sons. Like fake news, only different. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.